Previously on New Crits on the Block.
I will not let it go, because I cannot let you go.
You see one tear rolling down her cheek. I'm not the same person anymore, Catan. I'm not the Philippa you journeyed with. And like I said, this is a choice I made, and now you have to make yours. Glace has been dead for a while. You made Glace weak. You made her look the other way. You were just helping me out one step at a time. So, Catan, for the last time, what's your choice gonna be? Are you with me? Or do I have to kill you? Catan, you are in a demiplane with Philippa laying on the ground outstretched.
So about that.
Ben broke the rules.
Again.
Okay, two things. First of all, I have something to admit.
All right.
Number one. This is the main thing. I really like that song, Call Me Maybe.
Okay.
What do you mean you really like it?
Yeah.
It gets in my brain and I can't get it out.
Okay, that's it's different from liking
that's
it.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's a Kendrick term.
And then I start dancing.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay, dancing? So
yeah. Like, can you show us that dance? I know the like listeners how? At home aren't
no,
going to see
I don't
this.
Start dancing, but I do. I
he shakes his booty a little bit.
I imagine myself dancing.
You bob your head a little
bend?
Bit?
Yeah, do you shake your little Ben butt?
There might be a toe like, tap or two.
Like a little bit.
Toe tap or two?
Not even a single toe tap. It's a second voluntary toe tap.
All right. That's the main thing.
That's the most important thing we need to know about
don't,
his confession.
But isn't that the whole point of that song is that it is a catchy song that gets stuck in your head? I feel like you're not really giving us like breaking news here. Plus you're about 10 years behind everybody else too.
It took me that long to come to terms with it.
Okay, that's, you know what? And that was your journey.
Do you go out of your way to seek the song?
That's a good question. Do you look for it like on Spotify, a playlist? Do you actively seek it out?
Or do you just give it a toe tap or two when you hear it? Because that's
when
different.
So what happens is I hear it and I say, God, I forgot how catchy that song is. And then within that month time frame, I may at some point seek it out.
Now, do your kids know this song?
Nah, I don't know anything.
Oh, it's so you can't even blame it on them.
No, it'll be like in the supermarket or something.
Supermarket. Yes. Has anybody here called it a supermarket ever?
Grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store, right?
Are you from the Midwest, Ben? Is there something you're not telling us?
Don't call it the Midwest either. Don't call it the Midwest.
I didn't think so. Uh-uh.
Where do they call it a supermarket then? England?
70 years ago? 70 years ago?
I never used the term supermarket. I don't know why I said it. Probably because I'm nervous about this next thing.
I have five to. And you're trying to be a whole other person right now. What's happening?
Five and dime.
The shop with two P's and an E.
Oh, okay. But hold on. He's nervous about this next thing. I am Ben.
Okay.
Please.
What's next?
So the next thing that we need to discuss is how when I upcast banishment and I banished Philippa and myself, I Googled D&D 5e conditions incapacitated to make sure that like I wasn't doing anything wrong. And it says right here under, you know, 5e rules, incapacitated, roll 20, an incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions. That's all it says. And so I was like, cool, I can do it. Unfortunately, if you go into the player's handbook on page 203, it says being incapacitated or killed, which is a strange association.
Mm-hmm.
You lose concentration on a spell if you're incapacitated or you die. Why it's listed there specifically under it's located under concentration of spells. But yeah, anyway, point is, unless you specifically go into the player's handbook, which I should have done, and I did not, and I apologize.
Apology not accepted.
So I
continue.
So petty.
So in theory, you can't banish yourself, which kind of makes sense because if you're dying, you could just banish yourself and then you're like, there, I'm safe for a minute, which would be kind of a hack. So none of that should have been allowed.
Now, here's the thing, Ben. Here's the thing.
But we
have
did
we
it.
Ever actually really followed the rules? No, we made
but
our
I
we
try
make our own
to.
Rules.
But I try to.
You try to when it comes to other people. Can I pause it?
Yeah,
that?
I was going to say, let's be real here. You don't try to. You make sure everyone else is forced to.
It is
and
my
then break
role.
The law yourself.
Yeah, it is my role on the show to try and
no one
this.
Assigned that role to you. You were it was a self-assigned role. We keep begging you to stop.
Now, Ben, can I do a Matt Petullo, Ben Chaney deep cut friend here, or friend deep cut?
Could I stop you?
No, you can't. Where did you first learn the meaning of the word incapacitate from?
Oh, God, I don't know. Hold on. This is something about you and I?
Yeah, it's where I learned it from, at least. And I figured it was the same place you learned it from.
I feel like one of the original Fallouts or something.
No,
nerds.
That's where we learned etymology from, the different thing, but good guess.
Yeah. No, tell me and I'll see if it strikes a memory.
The original Rainbow Six.
No.
Because when we
you
got...
You were more into that game than I was.
Well, when we'd eventually get killed because we were children, it wouldn't say that, it'd say incapacitated. And I'm like, oh, I guess that means that. That's where I learned
well, apparently
it
from. In D&D, it's the same thing. You get incapacitated, well, you can't concentrate on a spell.
I was ahead of the curve by 20 years, baby.
Yeah, I never really played Rainbow Six. I'd watch you play it. It wasn't really the tactical breach combat game mechanic thing. It was frustrating because you'd be like, okay, I set up my SWAT team perfectly. They're all dead. And I'm like, fuck.
Does that surprise a lot of people out there that I was more into the strategical like SWAT team game than Ben Chaney was? Because it does to present Matt now.
Yeah, it's funny because I think about it and I'm like, on paper, that makes no sense. But just knowing me and you, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, sure does.
You like a lot of those tactical games, Matt. So I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
I like turn-based stuff, but those got frustrating for me because like I said, you'd be like, okay, I have consulted with an actual SWAT team. I have somebody here from the fucking people who got SEAL Team 6, and they've told me to do it exactly this way, and they all died. It's so frustrating because like you'll really like you'll plan it out as thoroughly as you can, and it still just doesn't work out.
I'm a closet tact boy. What can I say?
Tact boy, not really closet.
I bet, well, especially from only people who know me from this podcast, hearing that I'm a tactical person would probably shock them.
I'm yeah, like, you don't exactly play that character.
No.
That's fair.
Speaking of playing characters, Jake.
That being said, Jake, I don't know how you want to do this, but I feel like this field
what are we
going to
do?
Probably
retcon the whole thing?
No, of course not.
Live on air?
No, of course not, because so many things have happened.
Live on air.
All I'm saying is that I'm inside this demiplane with Philippa that theoretically should exist for another 30 seconds, but also shouldn't exist at all.
Okay, here we go. I know how to... John Travolta walks out with the meme kind of doing the, where am I? Looks around for a second, and then it vanishes.
Who, no, what vanishes? Actually, him?
The him? No. Yeah. Well, everything. The whole world vanishes. That's actually the end of the game. That's okay. All, folks.
Jake, I'm gonna need you to do your best John Travolta impression of him saying, "What are we doing here?" Okay?
I don't even know what John Travolta sounds like.
Well,
right now.
You're gonna have to give me your best impression.
Hey, I'm John Travolta.
Okay, good. Start with the name. Nailed That's it. Always a good anchor. That's good. Now, you got to say, what are we doing here in your best John Travolta voice?
Hey, what are we doing here? There we go. It's pretty close, I think.
Wow. Good job, Jake. You nailed it.
I don't really know.
The truth is, I don't know what movie that's from either.
Pulp Fiction?
I think, yeah, I was going to say
Pulp Fiction? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's not in the restaurant, right?
Ben, haven't seen it?
Oh, I've seen Pulp Fiction. Yes. Okay, it's okay, just okay. been good, a very good. Long time.
Well, where the meme is from? Not in the restaurant, no.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. So,
Jake, please.
So, yeah.
Now that we worked that out.
So, Jake, we're please. Here. Jake's Catan's still lying on the ground. Philippa's standing over him, and we're having our heart-to-heart slash. She just told me that she's taken over Glace and is now whatever the fuck that makes her. Yeah, but...
Well, Catan.
Oh, we're back in character. Okay.
We're back in character. Get in character.
Sorry.
Shake
sorry.
It off.
Line?
God damn it.
God damn it.
Philippa looks down. She's standing over top of you. You guys are in this like demiplane with just like a saucer platform almost underneath your foot. And then the rest of it is just like ever changing nebulas behind you. Catan, you are barely holding onto this plane right now. Let us go back. And I'll let you four live. You can go on about your pathetic lives. And I will do what I have to do.
The whole plane starts to shake violently as if it's unstable. I don't know what else you have me do. Why are you making us do this? It starts to vibrate more. You were the frozen one. It was said that you would destroy Glace, not join her. Destroy the Titans, not lead us all into darkness. Hey, Jake, can you do me a favor and scream, I hate you?
I hate you.
No, no, no. Really overact it, though.
Really do yeah. it. Real loud.
Really dig into it.
Like a John Travolta.
I hate
you.
Oh, perfect. You are my sister, Philippa. I loved you. All right.
Well, Catan, this time I have the high ground.
No.
No, she dies. She's lying on the ground. No.
No.
Don't try it, Catan.
Yeah. You underestimate my power. As I lose hold of the spell that shouldn't exist.
And the this saucer platform that you're on starts to shimmer and fade away as the rest of the nebula starts to like collapse on all of you. As the second it reaches around you, a like blinding white light blast out, making everyone unable to see. And then after a brief moment, Catan and Philippa are back where they were. Catan laying helpless on the ground, Philippa standing over top of him as a ice sword starts to form in her hands. She looks up at the rest of the party and positions the sword at his throat.
Catan scrambles to his feet and begins backing away from her. And he looks at the rest of the party.
Aren't you down?
He was lying on the ground, yeah. So
No. I thought you were like downed.
No. Boral wished me back to life.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And I've taken no damage since then because I've been in a demiplane that shouldn't exist.
So Jake, what we see as characters then is we just defeated this ice monster that we believe is Glace. We see Philippa and Catan pop back into our plane.
Yeah.
And Philippa has a sword to Catan's neck.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Catan. No, we're good. We did it. Look, I point over to the husk that is just melting on the floor next to us. We're good. We're good. We did it. How did it go with you?
You see Philippa's gaze turn over towards you, Eowyn.
Hey!
Catan, without losing eyesight on Philippa, with a... the juxtaposition between his sorrow and his intensity is difficult to describe, says, "That's not Philippa. Glace consumed her long ago. We have to destroy her. She's already lost to us."
You hear Philippa start to kind of start to chuckle. Oh, is that how you want to put it to them, Catan? Glace didn't consume me. She just showed me the truth.
Don't listen to her. She's just trying to manipulate you, just like she always has. Just another one of her games. We have to put an end to her now.
She looks back towards the party. What Catan's unwilling to say is that Glace is already dead. Well before you destroyed that echo of her. I killed Glace. And I took her powers. Using her likeness, it's been very convenient to leading you guys around. But that's not needed anymore. Philippa takes a few steps back away from Catan, with her sword still drawn to your throat. Right now, I have other matters to attend to. And now that Catan so gracefully helped me rid myself of Glace's, I guess you could call it a curse, I'm gonna go kill Fuma and absorb his powers too. So, unless you've all had a change of heart in the last 5 or so minutes, I think this is where we say goodbye.
When she backs away, I also back away to the party, assuming that that's the position that we're in.
Now we are. There we go. Perfect.
Okay. she argues semantics. She has Glace's power, and she is not her anymore. She's gone, and has been for some time. So just... it's just... We have to strike her down. And he puts away the Frostheart blade, which doesn't seem like it's able to damage her body, as he says this, and pulls out the soul sword and points it at her.
So what am I supposed to shoot her? What am I supposed to do?
Yes?
You know what needs to be done.
I don't know what exhibited. I don't know what you talked about on your plane over there. You blinked out of existence. Well, oh, by the way, you're welcome. We took care of that thing. Again, as I point over at the hulking mound on the ground. Well, you had some sort of a conversation. So no, I don't know what has to be done. So what do I do? Do I shoot her? What do I do?
Catan puts down, lowers the sword and looks over at Eowyn and goes, "Can I sidebar with you real quick, please?"
Yeah, of course. Sure. What's up? What's going on?
We stand right? Over to the side.
Yeah, yeah. What's yeah. Hold on one moment. What's going on?
I thought I made it really clear. I did like a really dramatic thing and I came back and I said, like, you know, she's not really there anymore and she died a long time ago and we have to destroy her. I'm not entirely sure why we weren't. I was just trying to like have like a scene and you just kind of sort of.
Well, I just like, right. That's what I'm like. You had a scene, right, that we were not privy to. We don't know what's going on. All we know about is that for the last 5 minutes, we've been fighting this gigantic ice elemental, which was not easy to fight and kill, by the way, while you were, I don't know, having some sort of a rendezvous with whomever this is in front of us now, which is why I'm trying to get a little context, right?
Sorry. No, please. You should be allowed to finish. I apologize.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I was just looking for some clarity before I did some action, because I do like to think before I act sometimes, even though I know that that's not what people think about me most. I do really have sort of a calculated move that goes into things that I do. Actually, the aloofness is actually a calculated move, so I can sort of distance myself from the things.
That's very obvious. That's an obvious thing. You do know that, right?
Oh, is it really?
Oh, so much so.
Oh, man. Everyone knows?
I mean, I don't know about everyone else, but...
All right.
I can actually hear you, and yes, we do know that. Okay,
no,
continue your sidebars.
No.
Continue your sidebars.
Okay, so this is a sidebar. You're not invited to the sidebar.
Sorry, you did it right over the top of me, and I've just been standing here the whole time.
Cover your ears.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Anyways, Catan, so what do you, okay, look, that's what I'm asking you,
friend. La, 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 la. I can still hear you.
What do you want me to do?
I have big ears, even though canonically halflings don't.
So do I shoot her? What do you want me to do?
Yes, you shoot her. I mean, I came back. I said, that's not Philippa. That's Glace. She died a long time ago. We have to destroy her.
But for the last week, we've been hearing you talk about how there's a way to save her, that you're not going to give in to destroying her, and that you're going to figure out some way. So of course I hesitated.
Yes, but like, you know, things happen.
That is the greatest explanation I've ever heard in my life. And I extend my arm out as Skyrender again materializes in it. And I just fire off a shot over at Philippa.
All right. Make an attack roll.
Oh, boy. All right. Plus 14.
Do we all get one or
here?
Just him?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we all
see
just
how
like...
this goes? Do you guys all just want to unload on her real quick? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm not going to hesitate.
All right.
Well, Lee can't hear us.
Just go ahead. Go ahead and send one out, all three
seven,
of you.
7 plus 14 for a 21 to hit for Awen.
Only range attacks right now.
Catan throws a rock.
21. 21 total.
That hits.
Hey!
Really, I thought her AC was higher than that, but maybe...
Shut up!
No, it was.
Do you want us to kill her or not?
Well, I mean, I'm conflicted.
I mean, the problem is
as Awen goes to shoot, I'm like, no, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What is her AC?
Huh?
What's her AC? Defense.
We don't know.
God damn it. 20 or less.
22. That hits. Well, no, I got 4 more coming.
Oh.
27.
In that case.
Okay.
14, probably not, huh? 27 again. And then 18?
18 does not hit.
So 3 out of 5.
So I got, I launched Scorching Ray at her. I got her with 3. I cast it at a 4th level. So I got
okay, go ahead
three.
And roll that damage.
Oh, I will.
Leaf, what are you doing? Only range attacks. What are
I'm
going to
cast a lightning bolt at her.
Okay.
At 3rd level. Yes, 3rd level. So she needs to make a dex saving throw, please.
You guys are wasting a lot of spells on someone who's going to get away from us.
I don't care. I want to hit this bitch. I've been waiting.
I hit her for 21 fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a frozen bitch.
That gets doubled, yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, it did.
What about her dex save?
She failed.
Okay, great. So she takes 31 points of damage. And would you say that she
This says that the lightning ignites flammable objects. She's now flammable because he just lit her on fire. Double the damage?
That's not how anything works.
It says ignites flammable objects.
I'm sorry, Jake. I was just trying to add a little attack for flavor. I didn't know it was going to turn into all.
You're good. How much was your damage, Awen?
It was like 12.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. It was just one attack. I'm not firing a second one at her. I don't care. Hey, you know what? Let's have some fun here.
Hey Brian, how much HP does Boral have left?
Would you like to know?
Okay, well, roll 4d10 necrotic damage.
No, why?
Because I have cast a spell after casting Wish.
That's right.
Hold on. Fucking put the fucking book down, you fucking nerd.
I give him that. That one's fair. You do have to take the repercussions.
And I think you've cast spells since then, and we just have forgotten.
No, I haven't.
So why don't you just make it 12d10 while you're at it?
Why not?
Jesus.
Because I think that's where we're at.
Oh my god.
And on top of all that, just to fit in, Catan throws a.
No, it
throws
should be 4d10.
That's what I said.
Like,
and then I jokingly said, you know what, you've cast other spells too, so maybe it's like 12d10. But for now, it's 4d10.
Nice.
At least you're at full health.
Yeah, Boral's down.
No, I'm not.
Oh yeah, we're all supposed to be at full health, right?
Yes.
Well, we fought the thingy. Ooh, I'm at full health because I magically took a break.
I took damage, so I think I'm... Okay. How'd that go for her?
Okay, so Awen, after having your mid-sidebar, you just let one go flying off into Philippa. Boral shoots off four scorching rays as his body like heaves as he casts his spell and he coughs up some blood.
I just imagine casting a spell and then vomiting violently.
And Leaf, you shoot out a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
As the dust starts to settle, you see a little ice sculpture of Philippa that is like smashed in half. When she said goodbye, she had already left.
Did she snow win us?
She just snow wind?
Did she snow win us?
It does effectively look like she snow wind. And I will like precision, the detail in her snowing, way higher.
No!
Way better. She ice sculpted before she left. She put in
work. It's a Phyllis sculpture. I don't know. Fuck it.
Wow.
And her perfectly sculpted head rolls over to Catan's feet as it starts to melt on the ground because it's still on fire.
Oh god.
And you were left alone in the ice temple. All of those pools that showed the feature still are all black with like this just dark water in them. You can hear just the kind of eerie silence set over the room as you four are alone once again.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, what's right? He has all the eggs and toys for all of the girls and boys. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Slide guitar turned into a country song at the end. What's up, everyone? It is your favorite player, Matt, and welcome to this week's middle break. And yes, yes, you guessed it. I'm recording this one on Easter's. So happy Easter if you celebrate it out there. And if not, hey, I hope you still get a little chocolate bunny in an Easter basket today, huh? You know what our chocolate bunny in an Easter basket would be? Is if you did all the things that would help our podcast grow. The first, of course, is subscribe, rate, and review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from. Google Podcast is gone. Ooh, it's a stanky trumpet player on that one. So I guess it's just Apple Podcasts and Spotify, which is probably what most people use anyways. Look, regardless, go to those podcatchers, hit the subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and write a little synopsis about why you like our podcast so that other people who stumble across it might think that they would enjoy it too. You can also make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at New Crits and on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at New Crits on the Block. We are always posting content to those sites. Honestly, the best way you can help us there is by sharing that content. That's the best way to do it. Get us in front of more eyes and ears, I guess, depending on how they want to listen. We are only growing through word of mouth right now, so if you could help us spread the good word of New Crits, we would appreciate it so very much. And one of the ways that we like to give back to all of you for doing all those nice things is we have a Discord. Yes, it is a Discord for all things New Crits, but not all things New Crits. Yes, we have channels in there where you can talk to the cast, talk to other fans, talk about the show. But if you just want a place to come and hang, please welcome, come on in. We are a safe, inclusive space, and the community we have built up over the last few years, we are super proud of. So if you're not a part of that community yet, what the heck are you waiting for? And you might be thinking, well, man, I want to help you do all these things, but how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock, we'll get you to all the places that I mentioned and some places that I didn't have time to mention, linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock. It is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday. That ain't stopping anytime soon. So let's get you back into this one. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. Until then, be safe out there. We love you all. Be excellent to each other. Bye. Bye.
Man, the artistry of that was incredible.
Jake, I'm going to try to study the head that rolled over to Katana. I'm going to walk over. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Just to see if I can pick up a couple pointers to make my snow winds just a little bit better than they have been.
Yeah. Give me an investigation check.
Oh, boy. Okay. Investigation is not my best. It's a +0. That's still a 19, though, baby.
Yeah. You see a few of, like, you can notice a few of the methods that she used. You're really into eye sculpting, apparently.
Methods.
Oh, I see what she did here for the beveling. The beveling is where I've been messing up. Yes.
Yeah, and it's also the fact that she used ice and used snow. Not a lot of detail can really go into snow.
Not true. If you're good at your craft, you can be in. Okay, so I pick up a couple points. Okay, great.
Yeah, so next time you make a snow in, it'll be very intricate.
So I'm going to hold it, and then after I inspect a little bit, go, here you go. And I'm going to hand it over out with my outstretched arms to Catan as this Philippa head is slightly flaming in front of me. Do you want this? I thought maybe you might want this. You don't want this, do you? Was that bad? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you want me to just take care of this? You're right. I throw it on the ground, step on it, and smash it into 1,000 little pieces. There we go. See? All better. Fixed.
All better.
All done. That's what we're going to do the next time we see her. You smash her into 1,000,000 pieces, right?
Mid-conversation, Catan turns and begins walking into the cavern and investigating these pools and anything else that he feels like might be evil bad guy BBEG bullshit.
BBL? Any BBLs in there too?
Yeah, it's whatever. He's very emotional. He forgot how many B's he needs to put in there.
Give me an investigation check.
14.
14? As you look over these pools, when you're standing far away from them, they do just seem like this black void of nothingness. And as you approach one of the pools...
If it helps, I can use a divine sense if that gives me anything else. I'll just say I did it, because how would I know otherwise? But there you go.
Okay. You feel a divine ping, your divine sense, at one of the pools closest to the entryway to this chamber. So as you approach this pool and a void starts to open in the center, revealing a battle taking place, you see something like erupting in the background, fire pulsating out of the ground around people's feet as you see some sort of monstrosity fighting two individuals. Can I get a perception check?
That is a natural one.
Ooh. You do not know who they are, but you can see that they are fighting a losing battle. And as you are kind of leaning further into this pool, you hear,
"Got you with a wet wheelie."
And a wiggly finger just goes into your ear as you feel just this moist finger penetrate your ear hole.
This is happening in real life. This is not something I'm seeing in the pool.
This is real life.
I'm going to see if that freaks Catan out. Hold on, because I want to be stoic right now. What would you say I have to roll, Jake, in order to maintain my composure and continue to be the stoic paladin?
Either charisma or constitution?
I rolled a 16 plus just an insane number, either 10 or 9. So it's like a 25 or a 26 or something.
You can maintain yourself. You maintain stoic stoicism.
Yeah, he just looks over at the seer. And what does this mean? Not the wet willy, but the visions that we see.
No, well, it seems fate is becoming more concrete.
As the seer kind of walks over to the pool and finally takes their finger out of your ear, and then like
it's been in there the whole time.
Puts it in.
It's a hell of a long ass wet willy.
Well, they were letting it soak.
So
let it soak.
They pull the finger out of Catan's ear and then like put it in their mouth and. And then dip the finger into the pool and start to swirl as the image kind of starts to swirl with it. And then a new image starts to appear in the pool. And you see Philippa standing in front of a volcano, looking down. And then her head turns and looks directly at you as the image goes black.
Well, she's in quite a hurry. So I see your talk didn't go so well, Catan.
I think it went exactly how it needed to go.
So do you finally have the resolve?
No. But maybe I don't need it. Sometimes you don't get what you want.
Not in the slightest. So, all but one Titan remain, it seems.
I think two. Per my understanding, Philippa has absorbed Glace's abilities. I don't know for certain, but I think perhaps she is similar in nature to a Titan now. Maybe not exactly, but enough of a threat nonetheless that I think she needs to be lumped into the same category.
Very true. She does have her powers and is apparently dead set on the same goal as she was.
I look towards my friends. I wasn't lying when I said that Glace had consumed her. As she told you, she said in reality she had consumed Glace. But those who vie for that level of power, even when they obtain it, are in a way also consumed by it. The whole staring into the void and monsters and whatnot. She is not our Philippa anymore. She is a danger to all of us. This world and probably many others. And so what that makes her is our enemy. I'm sorry, I couldn't save her.
Doesn't sound like she wanted to be saved.
Yeah, I don't think this is your fault, Catan.
No, I'm sure in some way it is. I'm sure I could have done something different. I'm sure I could have done many things differently.
Well, then it is all of our faults, if that's the way you want to look at it. We all could have done things different.
Yes, we should definitely put more blame on Eowyn.
We left her alone.
We
it's
did.
Never good when we leave someone alone. They look somewhere else for comfort. For security. She found it.
I don't know when the exact moment was that we put her path in stone, but it is now. Come. We have to go kill our friend.
She's not our friend anymore.
Sidebar, Leaf?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay. Be honest now. How stoked are you that you have to kill Philippa? Be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, who I really want to kill is Emmy. But I'll take this as a consolation prize.
Okay, I mean, it's close, right?
It's definitely going to hurt her for sure. Yeah. Sister for a brother, I guess, is fair. So yeah, out of 10, you said?
I didn't say that, but sure. Out of 10.
I'm going to give you an 8.
Oh, it's high.
I'm pretty stoked about it.
Okay. But don't let Catan see. You got to really make sure
you're
somber
about it. I know. I'm really
okay.
Oh, man, this sucks. She's not our friend anymore. Oh, you know, I'm really trying to give him some of that deep, deep solace.
Like empathy?
Support. Yeah, empathy. Yeah. That's
How does that feel?
What? Empathy?
Mm-hmm.
You've never had it?
I'm trying to really sell it, you know?
Okay, well, you know, you just gotta really seem like you're also feeling the feeling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so, you know,
what that is.
When he hangs his head, you gotta also hang your head.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Right, right, right.
So if you kind of mimic his gestures and body language and tone as well, you know, if he says something like this, I just really don't like that we have to do this, then you just, okay, that was kind of a bad Catan, but.
It's fine. I get it. I understand.
If he says, this is really bad for the party, you also say, you're right, it is really bad for the party. And then he'll feel like you're empathizing with him and it'll make him feel better.
But even if I don't agree with it?
Yeah, because you have to show that you care.
Oh, isn't there another way?
There is. It's called being an asshole.
That's a thing? Show we care? Well, all right.
Well, you've already been doing.
Sidebar over. Thank you. And I walk off as soon as I hear that.
And, I'm gonna
and
see
Eowyn walks right up to Catan. Hey, you need to stop being a little baby about this, all right? She chose her path. We need to do what we need to do. She has collateral damage all over the place, all right? I get it. You're sad. I understand. But we need to do what we need to do. Are you up for it or not? And I look back at Leaf and give a little thumbs up that's kind of shrouded by my body.
Leaf nervously puts a thumb up like,
yeah. I look back at Catan.
As you look back at Catan, he grabs you and then hugs you so tight and starts crying.
Leaf gives two thumbs up. It's working. Eowyn, you're doing
Eowyn
it.
Very quietly is like, I can't believe that actually worked. Oh my god. Just FYI, gang, y'all created a monster with this, by the way.
Y'all. Oh, no.
And Eowyn will hug Catan back and just hold him for as long as he needs.
You start to feel hands go around both of you.
Group hug.
Oh, what? You don't need to be part of this, Sea. We appreciate you, but you really don't have to.
Okay, no group hug. Rain check on that.
Yes, a very wet rain check on that.
I'm going to see if Catan could hear any of that sidebar. It's a 19 plus 1 for 20 of what? Perception, I would guess.
Yeah, but the sidebar has special rules. It has zone of silence cast around it.
So the only thing I'm just going to say is, or you can say it was insight. That was an insight check, which is still a 20.
Not good enough.
All those numbers are the same.
Needs to be at least a 35.
Okay. Catan rolled a natural 34, so he rolled a 35.
Because you're just a dumbass human, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't have special ears.
Sidebars work.
Yeah, we all have way better abilities than you do as a dumb human, so.
So even though Catan doesn't hear what they were saying, but he's able to infer that Eowyn's sudden change in behaviors, as bizarre as they were intended to be whatever he considers to be kind. And it's the thought that counts. And he also understands that Leaf, despite how much of a bitch she's been to Catan for the last couple episodes, was actually through Eowyn trying to give him support. And that is what made him break down and cry.
Aww.
Wet Willy.
No.
No wet willies. The seer can read the room. He knows when wet willies are welcome and when they're not.
Does he?
Oh, does he?
I think he only wants them unwelcome.
All right, enough of this. We should be off. Philippa's already left and we need to make haste. We need to make our way to I suppose where she's going. I assume that's Mount Hooten now. I've never been there, but we'll never catch her if we don't hurry.
You see the seer take out his bag of bones and kind of roll them around in his hands, and he looks towards all of you and then back at the pool of water in front of him as he tosses his dice into the water and then takes out a few of the powders in his like robe, takes out a few pouches and dumps like some spices and stuff into the pool and pulls out a big ladle and starts to kind of mix the pool around as you start to see the image change again. And now you see a campground in the middle of a forest.
Well, I can help you with that one last time.
Did you just make gazpacho? This is a teleport spell. Ah, yes. Okay, I thought you were making us lunch.
This might be the last time we see each other, so good luck all. And Catan, I hope you make the right choice, friend.
Catan looks at all of his... Catan looks at his party. I think I've already made, for the most part, pretty good choices in my life. I'm sure we will be able to continue to do so. I said we weird, but we're just going to go ahead and just go with it. Very good. Who wants to jump into the soup first?
Well, me, obviously.
Okay, go ahead and jump into the soup.
Whee! And I go.
Cannonball styled dive?
No, like a pike. Like a straight pike style, like feet first pike style.
Okay. So you dive feet first pike style into the soup.
No, please finish.
Oh, it's very viscous. It's a very thick soup.
Mm-hmm.
Like clam chowdery.
Ew.
As
ew.
You kind of get like sucked up inside it like a vacuum.
Okay, I go next, except I plug my nose.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
Smart, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Leaf and Catan?
I do a cannonball.
Nice. Do you plug your nose or not?
No.
Okay.
Because I need both hands to hold my knees up for a proper cannonball form.
No, you can tuck really tight and then,
just tuck tight one hand and then...
Nope.
Yep. That's how it works.
I said what I said.
Okay. Catan?
With everybody gone, Catan looks around the room. And he looks over at the melting statue that was left behind of Philippa. And his shattered head on the ground. And he turns on his heel. And he jumps in.
I had two croissants from Trader Joe's.
Croissant.
Yeah. Double chocolate and almond.
Ooh, almond croissant is probably one of my favorites.
Yep, I agree.
Do you get them from Trader Joe's?
No.
You should get them. Trader Joe's is delicious.
I'm not a Trader Joe's girly like you.
I'm a Trader Ho for sure.
You're a little Trader Ho for sure. Have you not heard that term before? Yeah.
Well, you got your... I'm not a Trader Bro.
I wish I liked Trader Joe's just so I could have like a little sweatshirt that says that because I think it's so cute.
Zoe's one
you
of...
You could just get a sweatshirt that says Trader Ho's.
I know, but I don't actually shop at Trader Ho's. People will ask me, oh, do you like this one appetizer? And I'll be like...
Yeah, Trader Joe's people don't joke around. We will actually fight you.
They will ask me what aisle stuff is in.
Yeah, if you don't know about the cookies or, you know, the cookie butter.